From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Catherine Wheeler. The Missouri Court of Appeals Western District ruled on Tuesday that discrimination based on sex stereotypes is a legal basis for a sex discrimination lawsuit. The court says the state law allows people to sue for sex discrimination if they believe they were treated unfairly because they didn't conform to stereotypes of gender-based behavior. The Missouri law doesn't prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. A gay man sued in 2014 claiming he was discriminated against at his job because he didn't conform to his boss's beliefs on how men should behave. A female coworker claimed she was discriminated against because she was associated with the man. Yesterday's ruling says a person's sexual orientation is not relevant if the discrimination is based on sexual stereotypes. The Columbia City Council is discussing an ordinance that creates an infraction system for false home safety alarms in city limits. According to the City Council memo, 98% of home safety alarm calls to the Columbia Police Department have been false. The new infraction system includes a possible $100 fine after three false alarms have been made in 1 year, or the option of taking an alarm user awareness class in place of the fine. Fifth Ward Councilman Matt Pitzer says the ordinance could help lower the numbers of false alarm calls made to authorities, which costs the city money.
We need to respond to, you know, all the alarms in a timely fashion because, you know, you never know when it's going to be appropriate to respond. However, it's just a massive drain on resources to have this many numbers of responses.
The ordinance is scheduled to be voted on at the next city council meeting on November 6th. The Tigre Hotel will unveil original works by surrealist artist Salvador Dali on Friday. The hotel will showcase an original piece and two lithographs signed by Dali. The titles and periods of the works will remain unknown until Friday, according to a news release. Benjamin Hedrick is the marketing manager for the hotel. He says the hotel purchased the Dali painting because it will align with the hotel's style.
Well, we just felt Dali was a very good fit for the hotel. I mean, Dali, amongst everything, had a style of grandeur about him, kind of an epic mentality towards everything that he did in his artistic endeavors and just went all out there.
Hedrick says the pieces will be available for viewing for the foreseeable future. The event is open to the public. The Council for Drug-Free Youth held a video contest for Jefferson City high schoolers on Monday at Capital City Cinema. Four high schoolers participated and each had a different take on the theme of what drug-free means to me. Sydney Dunkel, a sophomore at Helias High School, won first place. She believes that drug resistance education in schools should be approached differently.
I think that when talking about drugs, like how they can harm you, I think they need to not do such a fact-based way of saying it, but say it to where kids will actually pay attention and listen.
Dunkel says she plans to donate the cash prize of $250 to her school's Students Against Drugs group. It will go towards drug testing at the school. The College of the Ozarks has instituted a new required course on patriotism for all freshmen. The class, Patriotic Education and Fitness, was launched this year and combines civics and ROTC curriculum, says Brian Sizek, the Director of Patriotic Activities at College of the Ozarks. Sizek, who teaches the course, says the college has a history of teaching civics and military science. This class adds a fitness component and teaches skills like rappelling. Sizek says the class's goal is to make students think about their country.
What is our civic responsibility? And we view that as, you know, really trying to be informed on issues, being informed on our leaders, and then really being informed and gaining a deeper understanding and respect for the military.
Sizek says this semester the class has 280 students and the rest of the freshmen will take the class in the spring. I'm Catherine Wheeler, KBIA News, Columbia.